Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like there's just not enough time or space to actually recharge? Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. In today's world, it's easy to get swept up in the hustle and bustle, always pushing ourselves harder and expecting more from every single day. But here's the thing, we need to prioritize self-care, and that means creating a safe space where we can truly relax and rejuvenate. Think about it like this, you wouldn't put dirty laundry in your clean clothes drawer, right? So why would you treat your mental and emotional well-being any differently? We need to carve out dedicated time and space for self-care, a sanctuary away from the noise and demands of everyday life. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Riley, I'm swamped, how am I supposed to find time for that? Listen, even small pockets of time can make a huge difference. It doesn't have to be an hour-long spa day every day. It's about being intentional and making those tiny moments count. So, how do we create this magic safe space? Here are 5 key takeaways that might just change your game. First things first, identify your self-care needs. What truly brings you joy and relaxation? Is it taking a hot bath with a good book, going for a walk in nature, practicing yoga, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence? Figure out what nourishes your soul and make time for it. Don't just default to scrolling through social media, although that can be fun sometimes. Next up, ditch the guilt. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? By taking care of yourself, you're actually becoming a better version of yourself, more present, more patient, and more capable of handling life's curveballs. So, give yourself permission to relax and recharge without feeling guilty about it. Embrace the power of no. Learning to say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities is a game changer. You're not obligated to please everyone all the time. Setting boundaries protects your time and energy, allowing you to invest in what truly matters. Remember, saying no to something often means saying yes to yourself. Create a physical space that feels like your sanctuary. This could be a cozy corner in your home, a favorite spot outdoors, or even just a designated area where you can unwind without distractions. Surround yourself with things that bring you joy, soft blankets, calming scents, inspiring artwork, whatever makes you feel peaceful and grounded. Finally, make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. Just like brushing your teeth or going for a walk, schedule time for self-care into your day. It could be 15 minutes of meditation before bed, a quick yoga session during your lunch break, or an evening bath after work. Make it a priority and stick to it as consistently as possible. You know that feeling when you've had a really long day? You just want to crawl into bed and disappear under the covers? Well, imagine having a secret weapon, a safe space where you can de-stress, recharge, and feel completely at peace. Picture this. You're walking home after a crazy workday. You're feeling drained, stressed, and overwhelmed. But as you step through your front door, you consciously shift gears. You close the door behind you, dim the lights, light a scented candle, put on some calming music, and slip into a pair of fluffy slippers. Suddenly, you feel the tension melting away. This is your safe space, a haven from the outside world where you can simply be. That feeling of calmness, that sense of relief? That's what we're aiming for, folks. So remember, creating a safe space for self-care isn't about grand gestures or elaborate routines. It's about being intentional, carving out time for yourself, and nurturing your well-being. It's about remembering that you deserve to feel relaxed, refreshed, and ready to take on the world. Now, I want to hear from you. Share in the comments. What are some of your favorite ways to create a safe space for self-care? What rituals or activities help you unwind and recharge? Let's support each other on this journey to prioritizing our well-being. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and join me tomorrow for another dose of healthy boundaries. Peace out.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.